She's sharing the stories that keep you connected to your city, your country, and your world. Now back to Connect with Sarah Crosby on QR Calgary 107.3 FM.
I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shiny?
We have a lot of questions right now about how to afford things. Affordable housing. How do we afford that? Groceries. How do we afford the meat? What do we do? Education for our kids also costs an arm and a leg. And yet maybe the very simple solution, and you think I'm joking, but I'm not, was our city or our province should have fought harder for a Taylor Swift concert. And you may think that's a joke, and it is not, because get a load of this. Singapore actively worked to make sure they had the only Taylor Swift concert in the area and struck a deal so that neighboring countries could not have a Taylor Swift concert so that they would get all of the economic benefit just in Singapore. So it raises the fun question of what would have happened if Calgary or Edmonton had actually had one of these concerts instead of Singapore. Well, joining us to dive into the Swiftonomics of it all, and yes, that is a phrase, it's economist and lecturer from Concordia University, Moshe Lander. Thank you so much for joining the show.
And expert in the economics of Taylor Swift, because I've done this so many times with the concert announcements. I can answer all of your questions. So fire away, Sarah.
I mislabeled you. I did not know you were an expert in Swiftonomics, so I apologize.
Not a problem. It's an emerging field.
Is Taylor Swift a musician, or is she an economic generator for cities?
No, she's a musician. She's not an economics generator. She's an economics generator for herself and for the people around her. But the economic impact on the local economy is vastly overrated. And so I'm glad that you distinguish between one and the other. She is at heart a musician.
So, okay, let's backtrack here, because you say her economic effect on where she's performing is vastly overstated. And yet, I will read you this. I have a report in front of me that Colorado did on her concert, and they said her concerts, two shows, would contribute $140 million to Colorado's GDP. And on average, and this is in the U.S., concert goers were spending $1,327 on tickets, travel, merch, lodging, and food, which some of that went into the economy.
I have the same report in front of me.
Yes, yes, yes. Go, Moshe Lander, go.
And it's in the last paragraph that they undo everything that they argued in the previous part. Look, you're right. When you're spending $1,000 in ticket, plus merch, plus food, drink, accommodations, that's a lot of money spent. But the key thing from an economic analysis standpoint is, where is that money coming from? It's not being produced out of nothing, right? When she comes to town, she's not creating jobs the way that Walmart might or Amazon might. So all that's happening then is that we're taking our disposable income dollars and we're spending it on her as opposed to spending it on something else. And so economic analysis would say you have to factor in what is the economic destruction then that she's creating, right? So here in Calgary, let's say that she comes to the Saddle Dome and you're going to splash out $1,500 on tickets. You're going to have to find $1,500 worth of savings elsewhere. And so that's going to show up then on 17th Ave or at Chinook, where all of a sudden you're not spending as much. And so for every multiplier effect that you're creating in and around the Saddle Dome, you're creating a multiplier effect of destruction in the area where you're trying to save money. So the only way that she can really be an engine is that it has to be drawing in people from out of town that are not displacing people that would have been coming from out of town to begin with. Mm. And so there too, when you start to factor that in, it really becomes an exercise then of, so when exactly would she be coming to Calgary or Edmonton if she would consider such a thing? And is it already during high tourist season time? Because if all she's doing is just displacing one tourist with another, then here too, you're really reducing the economic impact. And that article massively overstates it then.
So Moshe Lander, then, where is your paper on the economic destruction of Taylor Swift? Because that is something I would read.
Right. Well, and that's, but you know what? I wouldn't put that paper out there because Swift fans are pretty aggressive and they'll come after me for saying that she's an economic engine of destruction. But, you know, the reality is that's true whether we're talking about Taylor Swift. We had the same conversation in the city a few years ago when there was contemplation about bidding for the Olympics. Same thing about hosting any large-scale event, is that what happens is whoever's looking to try and promote the event, they're going to talk about all of the wonderful things that happen, but they always forget to include, but what about all of the other displacement costs that are going to happen? And that is always the case, and that you're going to see these reports make a glowing story. And because she's just the hot button item these days, it's great to show that she would be whatever, the 17th largest economy if she were an independent nation. True, but there's such huge costs involved in that as well. The other part of it, of course, is that she would not come to Calgary and Edmonton because they just don't have the facilities to host her.
Well, like I will say this, maybe Edmonton more so than Calgary when we get our new arena, but that's years away, so that's not happening.
You know what, and I should probably temper that too then, even with the new arena. Like, Taylor Swift, as a musician, is at the top of her brand. And so when she's playing 50, 60,000 people and up. The new arena is only going to be 18,000. There's not going to be an attraction there for her. That why is she going to detour all of the equipment and the team and all of what goes into that concert, right? It's not 1960 style where she's Bob Dylan, she just shows up with a guitar and sings, right? So when you think about what is going to be involved in getting all of that stuff across the border into the country, setting up in an arena for 18,000, she's going to say, why would I want to do that when I can go elsewhere, say to Seattle, for example, and play in a stadium that's going to seat 60 or 70,000 for one night in Seattle? That's the equivalent of three nights in Calgary. The attraction isn't there for her. And so even though people in Calgary and Edmonton might say, we really want you to come, McMahon and Commonwealth are just not the type of modern stadium that she would play in. And Rogers and the new arena are going to be too small. So it's kind of more a theoretical argument anyway, that what would happen if she came. We need to now maybe start having a discussion then about replacing McMahon Stadium to try and get that. But even there, if she came, what's she going to come for? Three nights? Four nights?
Okay, can you imagine if Taylor Swift played McMahon Stadium? Like,
yeah, it's hard to imagine, right? And that's what I mean. She would only come for a couple of nights anyway. And so for all of that money to upgrade McMahon so that it could host her, it probably would eat whatever economic benefit we could argue she justifies in terms of that cost. And there's just not enough big acts like her these days that would be able to justify all of that expenditure.
Okay, Motionlander, look, I was hoping that I had found the solution to pay for some housing, some groceries, give people a little extra spending money, and yet you have poo-pooed this idea and told me this is not true.
I have, unfortunately. And so I do hope you invite me back where I can be a little bit more than a wet blanket for you here in your economic stimulus package. So we'll just have to brainstorm then other ways to boost the economy out of its slow growth. But I don't think that Taylor Swift is going to enrich anybody other than herself. If you can get into her inner circle, though, there you go. That could be good for you.
Well, I think that what we learned is that Singapore went hard. It was announced this week to get this, to fight off the neighboring country so they could have exclusivity to her. And Singapore should have contacted Canada's Motionlander from Concordia University, because it seems you know best.
I do, and I also do bar mitzvahs and parties as well. So for anybody who else wants to reach out, I'm available.
Thank you so much for joining the show, Moshe. Appreciate
Anytime.
It.